Republican Representative Matt Caldwell's bill is not a partisan issue. In fact, whenever the bipartisan bill gets taken up by either chamber, Republicans and Democrats vote in favor and against the bill. And Wednesday's 58-56 vote in the House was no different, as members debated passionately on the issue. Fellow Republican Charles Van Zandt is an opponent of the bill.
For Florida, we've passed so much good legislation this term. I do not believe we need to have this legacy. I do not want to read in the paper or learn or get a phone call in the middle of the night that somebody in my district was going whatever miles per hour because we raised the speed limit, they lost control, and were killed.
But rejecting what he called, quote, emotional arguments for and against the bill, Caldwell says his measure comes from a factual premise.
Today we have roads that are designed, I'm told, to handle as much as 90 to 100 mile an hour traffic, and you have vehicles that can safely travel at very, very high speeds. If 70 miles an hour is below the 85th percentile safe speed, you actually are endangering those drivers under the definitions used by FDOT.
The measure could allow Department of Transportation officials to raise a speed limit up to 75 miles on certain highways only after they've done a speed study. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.